pussy.
Frequency Cast.
Hi, this is Carl.
And this is Pete.
From the online radio show, Frequency Cast.
We're about to play you an extract of one of our recent shows, where we look closely at a TV and tech topic. We're about to look at buying a new TV, as we discussed back in show 25.
So, without further ado, here's our focus.
Frequency Cast. Now loading. Focus.
It's focus time. So, have you got anything on TVs for me?
Funny you say that. The listeners have voted via our website and told us that they would like us to talk about how to buy a new TV, which is handy because your TV needs to go in the skip.
Don't you be so rude.
Describe your little telly.
Little.
Yes, and...
telly-like.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Hasn't even got a SCART socket.
No, so it's not all about how many pins you've got, you know? It's not all about size.
Well, I'm afraid it is. So let us discuss the different types of TV that are out there and what to look for if you're buying a new telly. So first off, what different types of telly are there, Carl?
I do know there's LCD, which is liquid crystal display. It's a bit like those old calculators you used to get.
Yep.
Plasma, and that's it.
Ah, yeah, okay.
Oh, and tube.
Tube, yes. Do you know what the acronym is for that?
YouTube?
CRT, cathode ray tube. So that was the old type of telly. So it's got the big glass tube thing at the back. The other two types you mentioned, LCD and plasma, they are flat screens. Okay, LCD stands for?
Liquid crystal display.
And do you know how they work?
Like my Toshiba calculator.
Actually, I'm going to be all techie here. Here's the science bit, as they say. LCD displays have a backlight that shines through a matrix of tiny little wiggly transistors and liquid crystals. Hence LCD.
Wiggly? Are you sure that's a scientific bit?
So pros and cons of LCD. Any thoughts?
Do they